I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Nothing is random when it comes to sequencing a yoga class. There is a thoughtful intelligence required that comes from the teacher's dedication towards an ongoing pursuit of a deeper understanding when it comes to the juxtaposition of the beautiful movement and stilling patterns of the human body. The approach of simplicity within the complexity of the vast variety of experiences that each of us have within the experience of moving in and out of the shapes we call yoga poses is one that the yoga teacher would benefit greatly from placing a lot of study into this skillful arrangement of the experience created in the container that we call a yoga class. Welcome to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, the podcast for yoga teachers to learn tips, techniques, and teaching approaches in order to build confidence and success teaching yoga. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and on this podcast, I am going to share with you my strategies and approach to teaching, along with stories from many teaching experiences that have supported me within a thriving teaching career for over 2 decades. Before we get into today's episode, I want to give you an insider's view into what's been going on in my world since we launched into a new year. If you're a faithful follower and listener of the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, then you most likely picked up on the fact that my publishing schedule shifted a bit recently. No need to worry, because you can still expect from me fresh new episodes that will be released on a consistent basis. Now, because of the growth and expansion that my Beyond Yoga Teacher Training platform has experienced, I decided at the beginning of the year that I needed some organizational help. And I'm excited to share that I have now hired someone to help support me and to organize the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training programs and all of the various offerings, resources, and more to create for you a comprehensive learning and development outlet resource so that you will find a go-to space for your continued growth in your yoga practice. And for those of you that are listening, those of you that are yoga teachers or desire to be one day, this reorganization has brought me great clarity and actually a nice exhalation. I am excited for the opportunity of this growth and for my clarity that is coming through this organizational decision. And my clarity will trickle out to support you in finding your own clarity, confidence, and expansion in all of your yoga pursuits. So I want to share with you what you can now expect from this comprehensive organizational approach that's running across all of the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training platforms of resources. And it begins with a blog post that I will begin offering, highlighting topics that I know you'll love and want to dig into, like sequencing, yoga anatomy, and other topics that support you in your development as a yoga teacher. The blog will offer a broad stroke support in a concept or an educational tip refinement for teaching, and then I'll dissect a piece of that blog to share further in the podcast episode. And it will all then tie into a video practice on the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training YouTube channel that gives you yet another opportunity that you can practice with me all that I'll be speaking about in the blog and the podcast episode, which will increase application and absorption even more of the concepts I'm sharing. Talk about cohesion. I love it, and I can't wait to share it all with you. So check out the show notes and access that blog post now because it released yesterday, and consider signing up to be notified first of the new blog post releases. And then head over to YouTube where you will find the latest video release hitting my YouTube channel this Thursday. Let's get back to today's episode and the topic, sequencing. What a topic. I could talk for hours about this aspect of practicing and teaching yoga. And I know it's a topic in the forefront of many teachers' minds because I hear it all the time. And I also hear the obstacles that are coming from many of you that you're facing when it comes to this vital aspect of your teaching skill set. Sequencing is so vital and filled with rich details that it runs well beyond and below creativity and choreography. And because of this, I'm excited to speak and share with you yet again on this topic. Be sure to go back and check out the library of episodes that are available. And there are many that I speak to about sequencing. And I know that they will support you in this vital aspect of your teaching skill set. All right, let's talk about the importance of approaching sequencing through a lens of exercising restraint. Your initial thoughts might be one that restraint would not be an approach to take with yoga or sequencing. Doesn't restraint imply constriction or a lack of freedom? Aren't we wanting to go with the flow? But what if I told you that it actually expresses the opposite? The element of discipline and self-control emerge within this approach to sequencing. And it's less about restriction, but more about using and exercising restraint as a tool and approach that supports balanced symmetry within the body through the thoughtful intelligence of organizing yoga postures with simplicity. Exercising restraint and sequencing is more about a calm, controlled organizational approach. An approach that is a measure or condition that keeps yoga students under control or within limits. And it's within these limits or boundaries, we might even call it, that freedom is actually experienced. Let's apply this to the experience that you have if you're listening and you're a yoga teacher. Calm and controlled are definitely attributes and conditions upon which I would encourage you to seek out within your teaching skill set as you prepare to lead highly effective and impactful yoga class experiences. How often, though, does it arise in the conversations I'm having with teachers who are less than calm and controlled within this area? Instead, they're filled with fear and a lack of confidence. Well, yoga teacher, what if I told you that the key just might reside in the approach of restraint? Let's explore this further. If as yoga teachers, one of our primary objectives for teaching becomes one that's educating students on how to practice and supports the development of an autonomous practice experience, then the organization of your class sequences should be reflective of this intention. I want to share with you some specific ways to view the approach of restraint and sequencing and how it might show up. My hopes is that today's episode will equip you with a new lens through which to view sequencing, and it's one that supports overall simplicity and symmetry. Consider the amount of postures that you place together in your overall sequencing plan. A good rule that I like to follow and that I would offer to you is to keep sequencing simple, not only for your recall purpose, but to lessen any frustration and disconnection for students, and organize mini sequences, meaning M-I-N-I, so small sequences together that consist of 3 to 4 postures maximum per side. Linking too many postures together is excessive, and I've never been able to understand the agenda behind it or the benefit in doing so. The more postures you link together, the more you'll need to recall. The more postures you link together heightens the risk and chance of forgetting. So showing restraint in this aspect of sequencing will provide you the best opportunity to release the constriction of being caught up in your head, trying to remember the poses. And instead, you'll be able to show up recalling in a freedom of your mind from what you are seeing. You will then cue and see what's happening right in front of you, seeing the people you're teaching rather than the collection of poses running through your mind. Balanced symmetry emerges as well as you blend these small mini sequences together, which could contain asymmetrical poses, meaning right side, left side, and the practice of these, and then blend the two experiences with a symmetrical pose like downward facing dog or child's pose between the mini sequence. It takes great restraint to choose simplicity in sequencing and not get caught up in the overly creative choreography aspect that many yoga teachers begin to view the asana practice. Restraint also invites the steady attention to the pace and the tempo of the class experience. Rhythm supports and leads students in a concentrated, focused attention. You'll also want to factor in the asymmetrical factor of postures so that you are accommodating the space or providing adequate time in your sequencing plan for the practice of the asymmetrical postures. Allow ample time of exploration on both sides, and then give students time to explore and actually do what you're asking them to do, rather than quickly moving on to the next pose in your sequencing plan. Within this approach to sequencing that supports restraint, along with considering the limiting and simplifying of the amount of postures or the quantity of postures in your overall sequence, also focus on the selection of postures that you're offering that are linking together within an overall learning focus or initiative. Repetition is a great learning tool, and consider using the same mini sequence in a progression that supports spaced repetition, meaning you repeat the sequence more than once, which could be a collection of asymmetrical postures, while infusing a symmetrical posture to bring it all together before you repeat the sequence again. The brain loves patterns, and we also want to focus on the brain and the mind aspect of the practice and how the symmetry and the aspect of asymmetry and symmetry in our posture selection creates this experience and the patterns that support the yoga student. Shift focus in how you use tempo and static holds to support the overall learning emphasis for that given practice time. Keep in mind that within restraint, you'll need to account for the transitional movements that will be needed to ensure the support of a steady stream of concentrated effort that a framework of sequencing with restraint will provide. You want to account for the time it takes guiding and leading others not only within the yoga asana shapes, but within the thoughtful transitions that you'll want to infuse in between. The space in between matters, and it builds trust between the teacher-student relationship. This space also gives room for pauses in the practice experience. Incorporating pauses and directives that lead students towards noticing the benefits of the practice that are taking place at that moment will offer relevance and support of them creating a discipline and dedication to their personal practice time. Restraint shows up in not making the transitions overly complicated. Lastly, we've talked a lot about approaching sequencing within the quality of restraint. Don't forget the framework, though, that supports your sequencing, and that is the language and cues you use to guide and lead the class experience. You do not have to tell everything you know about a posture. Elevate your teaching skill set with restraint by adhering as often as possible to providing three clear and concise cues for each pose. Become so efficient with your language and cues that students can organize themselves easily and they can evaluate the experience that they are creating in the yoga pose shape. If it's hard for you to say, then it will be hard for students to receive and apply. Tempo shows up again here with the cadence in which you speak and hold space for silence at the same time. Let your language guide and direct students towards noticing the experience they are having in the present moment. As I wrap up today, restraint is revealed and necessary for your ability to release an attachment to your sequence plan. Have a sequence plan, but also understand it and support the structure of your plan with the quality of spontaneity that allows the present moment experience to emerge and dictate and discern where adjustments and adaptations to your original sequence plan are required in order to create a supportive practice environment. Simplicity will support you in this area as you'll need the space to listen and read the energy of the room to provide that level of support. Create space in your sequencing plan that supports the gathering and discerning of real-time information, assessing the appropriate amount of time needed within each posture and the transition to move the students to the next. It's important that within the asymmetrical aspect of the practice, that you try as best as possible to create cohesion in regards to the duration or the timing of how long you spend in one side, and that you offer the same length of time on the opposite side. Practice this for yourself if you're listening and you're a yoga teacher. Practice teach this approach. And they begin to know and teach from that perspective of knowing what restraint and how that shows up in the practice. Consider a calm and controlled approach to sequencing and cueing in the next class that you lead. There is so much to learn and explore when it comes to sequencing and the why behind sequencing and why it matters and that element of it, nothing being random. And as yoga teachers, this is a very important skill set to develop, refine, and grow in. Look for more episodes to come on this essential aspect of practicing and teaching yoga. Now, quickly before you go and you head off into the rest of your day, please take a moment and click the follow button. This way you can access the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training podcast more easily and be aware of the new episodes when they are released. Until next time. Until we meet again, thank you. Thank you for joining me today, and I wish you well along life's journey, and I'll look forward to spending time with you in the next episode.